I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto observes World Refugee Day on June 20th. The day commemorates and spreads awareness on the needs and rights of the world's refugees, according to the UN Refugee Agency website. The first World Refugee Day was observed in 2001 to correlate with the 50th anniversary of the 1951 Convention relating to the status of refugees, which defined the legal obligations of UN members to protect refugees. Toronto's commemoration included a short statement from Toronto Mayor John Tory, who spoke to the media Monday morning.
Toronto's strength truly lies in its diversity and its commitment to caring and to inclusion. Our city has been built by generations of newcomers from nations around the world, many of whom sought refuge here. This is something we will not and cannot forget. We will continue to welcome to our city those who are fleeing persecution, seeking safety, and we value and acknowledge the contributions they make to Toronto across all spheres of life, benefiting our community socially, culturally, economically, and politically. We also acknowledge the resilience and the strength, tremendous resilience and strength, shown by those who have been forced out of their home countries due to conflict and war and persecution and discrimination. Most recently, as a city, we have showcased our commitment in that undivided support that we've shown for the resettlement of Ukrainian refugees in this time of great and dire need. And this follows the crises preceding the Ukrainian crisis, including helping and settling and welcoming and embracing those fleeing Afghanistan and Syria a few years before. Toronto has a strong track record of stepping up in times of need. It is who we are. As a city, Toronto is committed to promoting fundamental human rights and enhancing the quality of life for refugees.
Other commemorations around the city include highlighting recent initiatives from Toronto-based organizations like B'nai B'rith. The organization highlighted its current initiatives of the emergency funds for Afghani and Ukrainian refugees, which includes helping with the challenges and barriers that come with resettlement in new countries and cities. Apartment units and donations, like hygiene kits and school supplies, are provided for each family. To date, 3 units have been furnished for families, and about 10 trucks for donation packages have been collected. B'nai B'rith is a Toronto-based organization dedicated to unifying those of Jewish faith and helping the world eradicate racism and intolerance, according to its website. It is the oldest independent Jewish human rights organization in Canada. CGRU reached out to B'nai B'rith about establishing the initiatives and are awaiting a response. In the sports world, Canadian soccer star Alfonso Davies spoke about his own experiences living in a refugee camp as a Liberian national. He and his family were able to come to Canada when he was 5 years old. His story was posted on UN social media platforms.
It's a great honor to speak to you today. My name is Alfonso Davies. My parents are from Liberia and fled the civil war. I was born in Ghana in a refugee camp. It was a hard life. But when I was 5 years old, a country called Canada welcomed us in.
Davies and the Canadian national team are expected to play in select matches in Toronto and Vancouver during the 2026 World Cup, according to recent reports. According to the UN, 2022 saw more than 100 million refugees worldwide. This includes about 3 million fleeing Afghanistan, more than 8 million fleeing Ukraine. On a live blog, the UN displayed how each member state commemorated World Refugee Day. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.